I am Nicole Alvarez, and we're live at the Beachlife Festival with Mark McGrath. As I live and breathe, I've always wanted to hang out with you.
You know what? Those are pretty low aspirations for you, Nicole.
No.
And I am honored, though.
Back up. Let me explain.
Yeah.
You have done many wonderful things.
It's debatable, but I'll take it.
You're a talented musician. Your charisma is unmatched.
Charisma, I think, David.
Yeah, your charisma is unmatched. You're a sexy devil.
Oh, boy.
You wear so many hats, but the best thing you've ever done, the thing that I know you for the most.
I know where you're going.
Where am I going?
Sharknado?
No.
Rock and roll trivia.
Yes! I've been gunning for you my entire life.
Well, Nicole, I don't like to paint with that brush, but I have to.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like a Van Gogh with it, you know? Uh-huh. The thing about rock and roll trivia people don't understand.
Rock and roll Jeopardy, right?
I was a three-time VH1
unbeatable.
Rock and roll Jeopardy champion.
Unbeatable.
Jeff Probst was even hosting it back then. The thing about rock and roll trivia, if you're going to mess with me, you got to think of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Okay? You've got hip-hop, punk rock, blues. You got a little bit of everything. So there's people that specialize in genres, but they're not good at everything.
Right.
That's where you lose.
I'm good at everything.
I
want to take you down.
Okay, give me
so
all
bad.
Five members of NWA right now.
Of NWA?
Right now.
I can't do that.
I told you.
This
is why you're not worthy.
Damn it. Here's the thing. The reason that I loved watching you so much wasn't necessarily like how good you were.
Yeah.
It just, you seem like such a music lover.
Well, you know, Nicole, it wasn't my incredible talent that brought me here to Beachlife Festival talking to KROQ. It's a will to be here. I am such a fan of music. I'm hearing Magic right now.
Yeah.
The record company's here today. Mattis Yahoo, Smashing Pumpkins.
So you like it all.
I love music, and I still feel like a guy who got a backstage pass in 1994 when we signed our record deal, and I still have it. And I protect it with my life, and I'm so grateful to be here talking to you. I'm about to perform in front of 10,000 people at Beachlife.
Yeah, it's nuts.
What isn't great about that? So I protect that with my music trivia knowledge.
Do you remember the first band or song, like your gateway drug into music, the first time that music affected you, that you were like, I need this all the time?
It affected me in a radical way. It's a little band called the Sex Pistols out of London, England. And why they affected me, Nicole, is because they gave me belief that I could do it. Meaning, you didn't have to have this 8-octave vocal range. You didn't have to be a Musicians Institute guitar player, bass player. If you had the will and the balls, forgive me, to get on stage and do it, you could do it. So obviously the music of Sugar Ray doesn't sound like the Sex Pistols, but the impetus, the spirit was there. So I named my son Lydon after Johnny Rotten.
Oh, wow.
Just to get on the stage. So I owe that band an incredible debt. It inspired me to do what I love to do.
Best concert you've ever been to?
Oh, that's a tough one.
I know, but when I say that, what pops in your brain?
Zodiac, Mind Warp, and The Love Reaction.
I don't know what that is.
Nicole, I need to do a deep dive.
I know, but I'm learning.
You can't challenge the 3-time Rock and Roll Jeopardy champion and not know Zodiac
deep.
Mind Warp
no,
and
no,
The
no,
Love
no.
Reaction.
That, I bet
problem.
You nobody in this room knows that.
Petros knows?
Petros does not know.
Petros
you do
knows?
Not. Petros doesn't count.
So I saw him at the Coach House, a little venue in Orange County. Petros doesn't count.
Petros doesn't count.
Petros from Redondo. He's an OG down here. Coach House, a little venue in Orange County. I saw Zodiac Mind Warp and The Love Reaction. They were like a psychedelic, they were called a Grebo band, and they were like metal and a biker band, and they were just amazing. And they were like cartoon characters come to life in a little sleepy beach venue called the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano. That blew my mind. But then again, I'm going to mix it up.
Okay.
U2, Sports Arena, 1987. I know I'm dating myself. Unforgettable Fire. Maybe I 85. Forgive me. I got scammed by by these ticket brokers.
Yeah, happened to all of us.
Right. I paid $100 for an $8 ticket and had the worst seat in the house. My back was against the top row of the arena. And it was the best concert I've ever seen.
Why?
Because Bono is such a star. He made everybody feel like we're in the front row. And that's when I go, but that is showmanship right there. And of course, they had the U2 catalog to back it up, but that blew me away.
Okay.
What about you, Nicole? What's your favorite gig?
Pearl Jam 2010 Madison Square Garden.
Oh, but
2010 Madison Square. I've seen Pearl Jam 110 times. It's like the band for me.
You know what's great is they become our Grateful Dead.
It's insane.
Or your Grateful Dead.
My
Grateful Dead is your Pearl Jam.
Hold on. I want to bring it around. What is your favorite Sugar Ray show? Like the one that left you feeling like, holy shit.
Talked about
shit.
It last night.
Tell
Talked
me.
About it last
Tell
night.
Me.
Someone asked me that very question. Okay. 1999, was a very good year for Sugar Ray. Right? We opened for the Rolling Stones in Las Vegas.
Oh, my God. That's
okay?
A very good year.
So it's in April of 99. We opened for the Rolling Stones. I'm on stage. Now, playing in front of their crowd is like opening for Metallica.
Yeah.
They're not looking for the opening band. You know what I'm saying? And the Rolling Stones are so cool. They take, you know, bands that people don't know, like us, out with them. So that year, you know, we were like little puppies on stage. We were so happy to be there, trying our hardest, you know, throwing some jabs, trying to get the crowd to like us. They didn't like us. But we had Fly. We had a couple songs. We were slowly getting them around. At the end, I go, guys, thank you so much for having us here. You made my dream come true. I can't think of a night getting any better than this. I'd like to say our song Every Morning is number one right now. We're about to play it right now.
Wow.
Thank you so much for having us. I can't imagine it getting much. Hold on a second.
Who's
over there in the corner by the monitor booth, Mick and Keith are staring at us right now. It just got a whole lot better,
Did
Vegas!
Did you poop your pants?
I sharted my pants so
hard.
Oh, my
God. I
grabbed my boobs. I started crying. But I proceeded to play Every Morning, which was number one in the country. We're opening the Rolling Stones in Las Vegas. And then I may or may not have taken some ecstasy after that.
That's fine. That's what you're supposed to do.
It was such a glorious moment. It makes
And you can still feel it, like talking about it now?
I'm getting goosebumps.
Yeah, you can still feel it.
And I talked about it last night, and it was the most mad. And I even said at the time, I go, this might be the greatest moment of my musical career. And things came close, but that was it. And I'm so glad that I was there to feel it and recognize it.
How different are you performing now? Like, do you still get like those moments, or now it's just like a different level?
I think now I'm even more grateful because this is, you know, 25 years later, and we're going to play at Beach Life Festival with all these wonderful artists, this wonderfully curated festival by Jim and all his friends.
Yeah, and the ocean is right there. Look at the ocean is right there.
Now, this the lineup, there's thought in this lineup, you know? If you were raised on KROQ, which we all were, this festival is perfect for anybody coming here. It feels natural. It feels like family.
Yeah.
And being here at Beach Life, the fact that Sugar Ray gets to play here in front of 10,000 people, it gives me goosebumps again. So I think what I'm trying to say, Nicole, is I'm the luckiest guy in music, and I think people will agree. And I still got the highlights. You know, that's where my power lies. And so after all these years, that people still come to hear Sugar Ray, and the songs mean something to people. People all the time say, hey, Mark, Fly was the first song my kid ever sang, or we got engaged Every Morning. Those are life's memories, and I know this because I have them with my bands that I love.
Yeah,
and I'm super grateful. After all, I'm talking to you, Nicole.
Your songs are sewn into
Your
songs are sewn into the fabric of my life, which is insane. And I want to say before I let you go, you're an electric human being. I've always watched you, and your charisma is amazing. You're like as cool as Dave Grohl, and I don't say that to many people. A little wackier, but like that level, but that level of fantastic and charisma, you just get it. You get it.
I want to apologize to Dave Grohl and his fans for that comparison, though I'm extremely flattered.
You know what I'm talking about,
Dave,
though.
Dave is that magical unicorn. You know what I mean?
You're a unicorn,
if I'm
too.
Some of his droppings on the rainbow of life, I'm happy.
You're a unicorn, too. Thank you so
Nicole,
much for coming by.
Thank
you, now, let's hug.
Yeah. High five.
I still want to play you. I'm going to set it up.
Name two guys in NWA.
Dr. Dre and Yellow?
And who?
I don't know.
Yella? I think that's a sea monster or a lizard.
I'm nervous and I'm hungover. Leave me alone.
Excuse accepted.
Yeah, thanks.
Cheers.
Live from Beach Life. I'm Nicole Alvarez with Mark McGrath.
Hey, there's Billy Carter.
Bye.
Billy!